Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the second shiur on the topic of the Vayikra Chaloisai. We were speaking about how the Torah should be like a kala, with a special ahava, a special chavivus, and that's how it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to overcome the very significant barrier of the vastness of the Torah and learn it in such a short period of time. All because he felt this tremendous chavivus for Torah, like a chassan feels towards his kala. Vahiki chaloisoi ledaber miloshem kala. And we discussed that at some length, and now we are continuing. So just like when we deal with a woman who's niknes, right? We spoke about a woman is niknes, she's not given as a matana. You have to acquire her. So why is a kala called a matana? It's a matana because the chavivus is a matana. The actual acquisition of the woman, that's a kinyan. Isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. But the fact that she's a, but the fact that she's such a matana, the fact that she said there's so much chavivus, that's a matana. Now this chavivus isn't something external to her. The guf kinyan aisha. You're being kind of the Isha. Together with that, there's this chavivus. Shelo rak isha hi, ela gam kala. Sheyeshna ba chavivut miyuchedet. She's also a kala. And to this kala, you have a special chavivus. As kemo ken belimud Torah leMoshe, lo haya inyan ze tosefet nefredet al haTorah, kedei sheyuchal lelomda bezman katzar, ela shenetna Torah leMoshe im kol ha'arivut shelo tetuar שיש בה ואהבה שממילא בא אליה מחמת זה. Torah was given to Moshe not as something separate, but part and parcel of the Torah, he also gets the Chavivus. The Chavivus isn't something separate. It isn't a distinct element, but it's part and parcel of the Torah. It has all the Arevus, all the sweetness. That's how Moshe was given the Torah. And all the Ahava that Moshe has is because of this arevus, because of this sweetness of Torah. And memela, he could learn it in such a short period of time. Ubofen ze gam nitna Torah liYisrael shetehiba leolam haChavivut shel kala. And in this way, the Torah was given to the Jewish people that the Torah should have a chavivus of a kala. And that's why we saw the Medrash, that if you speak Torah and it's not sweet to those who listen to it, like a kala to her chosen, so better not say it. So this is a limud ledoiris. As a Torah nitna li Yisrael, sheleolam tiye chavivut kamo kala. Vezema shemivowar b'mesechet eruvin, daf nundal adamud bet. על מה שכתוב, איילת אהבים ואיילת חן, בפני מנים שלו דברי תורה כאיילה, ואומר לך, מה איילה זו רחמת שר בחביבה הבועלה כל שעה ושעה? כשעה ראשונה, אף דברי תורה חביבים על לומדיהם כל שעה ושעה כשעה ראשונה. That, just like this gazelle, this איילה, I live in a place of gazelles. The neighborhood I live in is called Agan HaAyalot. So just like this Ayala, it has a narrow womb, and Memela, it is beloved on the male animal who is boel her at all times, like the first time. So to Divrei Torah is Chaviv, that's why it's called Ya'alat Chen, Ayelet Ahavim. It's compared to, it's called the, it's called, it's compared to an ayala. Divrei Torah is chaviv alam dayan, at all times like the first time. Kishar Rishayna. Like when they first received it. Lashon of the Gemara and Brochis, and of Samach Amud Aleph, Lelametcha, Shechaviva Torah alam daya, Kiyom, Shenitna Mehar Sinai. Shinyan zeh umamash, Shinyan akala, שנתבר שחביבותה באה משום החידוש. Person is so excited about his kala because of the chiddush. It's something new. It's something exciting, right? The same Kali you married 5, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, is the same Kali you're married to now. So how come when I go to shul and I look around shul, I don't see the guys beaming like chassanim? Unless there's a chassan in shul. But everybody else looks regular. What happened? It's the same girl. The answer is that it doesn't have the same chavivas when it's not Shah Rishayna. Shah Rishayna is a special chavivas, and that's the bracha we have with Torah. The Torah is supposed to be beloved like a kala. It's always supposed to be Shah Rishayna. And if you have a good enough marriage, you'll be lucky enough that your wife will also be like a kala, but that's generally not the case. As in Yan Zeh, lo nitan l'Moshe bilvad, wasn't only given over to Moshe this idea. Ela shenitanu l'Moshe benetinat Torah, lo, Moshe was given this arevus for Torah, this mesikus, this sweetness, in order that he should give it to the Jewish people. And therefore it's always like that with the Jewish people. As long as they have the Torah, they have that original chavivus. And that's the sugi there, Yala Shein, it's Malachein Alomdea. Right? It brings charm to those who learn it. And that's what Rashi writes, that Torah was given in such a way, Shemekashetet yet lomdea, upuelet batzmutam, liot makushatim, umleim chen. It adorns us, the Torah adorns us, and we're filled with chen when we learn Torah. That's the alat chen of the Torah, just like the Kala has special chen. That's the Rashi that we opened with. It's like a Kala has her 24 Kishutim, so too a Talmud Chacham should have his 24 books. So these 24 Kishutim add this to this Chayim. So this is an ornament also. The Torah is an ornament for us. When we learn it, it's an ornament. It beautifies us. And that's the Doris. And in fact, in the Torah Shleima, in Ois Kuf Tes Vav in the Bior, he brings from the Tanchuma Yashan Vayiten al Moshe. Since the Jewish people were mechabiv Torah, Memela, they were given the Torah as a matana. And what's the matana? That they're going to always have chavivas for the Torah. That's the matana. Chayechem shinitzun alechem b'matana v'yitein al Moshe. And the Torah Shlema brings a lot of midrashim that the Torah was given like a matana. And so that it was given as a matana to Moshe, as a kala, was also given to the Jewish people. And that is the matana is that it always has that chayim, that chiva. And you see this lahedya in the parish of Rabbi Avraham min Ahar, in the Darim 48a, Vika Manda Maksha, famous Rabbi Avraham min Ahar. If one asks on himself to a neder to be nana from reading svarim, so it's aser. It's a mitzvah and mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, so it's not considered hana. So why are the svarim aser? And for Rabbi Avraham min Ahar, v'lav kushya is nishkin kasha. Why? The lo shayich time with the mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu al mitzvah shitli b'maisa. Mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu is only telling a mitzvah that's b'maisa. When a person does it, he's not thinking about the hana. He's not thinking about his bodily pleasure. He's thinking about doing the will of God.
Ulehitaneg vilehanot bimada. Lesameach levavo v'sichlo b'mitzvus limud. Mitzvus limud, the whole inyan of limud is to get hana. Siur halev v'yediyas ha'emes. It's supposed to be illustrated in your heart, knowing the truth. Letzayr emes ulesaneg, to have hana, to have tainuk. Ulehanos, and to get hana. B'madan, you're understanding, l'samech l'vovo v'sichla, to
make your heart happy and your brain happy. It's been proven today in the they can look in the brain, they can have an x-ray of the brain, and they can see how the pleasure circuits light up when you understand something. Feel good. Feels good to understand. When that's not, you're not comfortable. All of a sudden it makes sense, boom, it's a pleasure. I think I heard that the mice looked and they see the pleasure centers light up. But I don't need the x-rays to tell me that I know it's pleasure. You chap the cheshbon of the Gemara with the Tosfos, with the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua, the teres of Reb Chaim, and everything comes together. It's mamish. Mein olam haba. Kedichsev, he quotes the famous pasuk in Tehillim. Bekudei Hashem yisharim misamchei lev. Mishum hachi. Avol asur likras Torah nevi'im uksuvim. Neshem misamchei avil. Asur likras Torah nevi'im uksuvim. Neshem misamchem liboy al kol choy. Hokoch leshayich lememor b'mitzvos Talmud lo lehanas netna. Shikur mitzvasu yahanoa v'atainuk. V'ma shemasig u'meivin b'limudai. So, an avil is not allowed to learn because that's misameach, because that's the ikar mitzvah of learning. The ikar mitzvah of learning is to enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, you're not doing the mitzvah right. If to enjoy it, that's everybody has to find what they enjoy learning. And do a lot of that. If you like Gemara B'Iyun, if you like Halacha L'Maisa, if you like Chassidus, if you like Parsha with the Mefarshim, so obviously you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. To know Halacha, whether you enjoy it or not, you have to know Halacha. But the point is that the ikar schar of limud and the ikar tachas of the limud is hanna. So you can't say by Talmud Torah that mitzvah is lab lehanas nitna, because this mitzvah is lehanas. She ikar mitzvah su yahanno v'atainug v'ma shemasig u'meivin b'limuda. That's the ikar mitzvah, pleasure that one gets. So that Rabbi Avraham Minahar is often quoted in the context of the famous Hakdam of the Eglei Tal. Umide dabri zochor eskor, basing himself on the language of the verse in Jeremiah, Mashishamatik tzas b'nei Adam. I heard some people, says the Heilige Srafa Kadosh to Abni Nezer, Toyim miderech haseichel, binyan limada toira v'yamru, she'aloy meidu mechadish chidushim, v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudoy, ein ze limada toira kol kach lishmo. K'moyim ha'aloy meid b'pshitus, שאין לו מהלימוד שום תיינוג, והוא רק לשם מצווה. אבל הלוי מדו מסענג בלימודוי, הרי מסערב בלימודוי גם הנועס עצמו. I heard people making a big mistake, and they said it's not, if you're enjoying it, it's not Torah Lishma, you're Mechadish Chedushim, it's not Torah Lishma. However, this is a mistake. This is a tos meforsam. And punkt fakert. The ikar mitzvah of limud haTorah is to be sos v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudai. And then the divrei Torah will be absorbed in your blood. The purpose of learning is to get hana. That's why God wants us to learn. He wants us to enjoy learning. If you're not enjoying the learning, and you're not doing it right. And that, sweet friends, is the Yesod Gadol. And the more adept you get at it, the more your skills are developed, the more you're going to enjoy it. Then you can read through texts with more ease, and you can focus on the ideas and less on the syntax and the grammar and the language, which hopefully you'll have mastered. And then you can just focus on the ideas, which is the Ikar Hana. And then Divrei Torah is Nivloim Bidamai. It's absorbed in your blood. And Me'achar She'nena Midivrei Torah, Harei Unase Dovuk LaTorah. Since you're Nana from Torah, you become Dovuk to the Torah. You cling to the Torah. Ubzor HaKadosh, Tebein Yetzer HaTov. Uvein yetzer hara einan mitgadlin rak mitoch simcha. Yetzer hara mitgadel mitoch simcha shel Torah. V'imam reshay di simcha shlamim likra shelo lishma, whereas we are koicha mitzvah. The Zohar says that Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara become greater through Simcha. The Yetzer Tov through the Simcha of Torah. Wait, if you're not supposed to get Simcha, then it's not good. It's not going to help you Yetzer HaTov. The answer is it is going to help you Yetzer HaTov. Because the point of learning is the Simcha. That's why God wants us to learn. That's the famous Shtikal Avnei Nezel. The Gemara in Meseches Shabbos and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis says Samach Bachu B'Yaldusecho. Pasuk in Ecclesiastes, Book of Koheles. Be joyful, young man, in your youth. Omar Ish Lokish Ad Kan L'Divrei Toila. Rashi. L'mad mi simcha mituv lev. Learn with simcha. That's how we're supposed to learn. Samach b'chor b'yaldusecha. Enjoy your learning when you're young. And that's why we make a bracha every day, v'harivna. We don't have that by any other mitzvah. But it has to be sweet, then you'll have simcha. And that's the mitzvah. נראה אבל, אחרי נראה, דהיין אמנם שישנו עניין זה אצל ישראל עם קבלת התורה. וזוהי התורה שקיבלו הישראל. מכל מקום הרבה יותר מעניין זה ישנה בתורה. It's not only the secrets of Torah that we got a lot more than just the mere sweetness. Famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh made it into songs, videos. שמחת בכל הטוב אשר נוסן לך השם. Gam Yirmoz, if the Or HaChaim would have just come to the world just for this shtickle, it would have been worth it. But Baruch Hashem, the Or HaChaim gave us a lot more. He gave us Perush and Shulchan Aruch, Rishon LeZion, he gave us Or HaChaim El HaTorah and more. Gam Yirmoz b'ma'amar kol ha'tov el ha'torah. When it says kol ha'tov, it's talking about Torah. Ein tov el ha'torah. Shim ayu b'nei adam margishim v'mesikus v'arevus tuv ha'torah. היו משתגים ומסלעתים אחריה. ולא יחושב בעיניהם מלוי אוילם כסף וזוב למאומה. כי התוירה כוללס כל התויבס שבאוילם. If people would feel the sweetness of Torah, of the goodness of Torah, they would go crazy after it. And they wouldn't care about all the money in the world. Because Torah includes all the good in the world. Halavai that people should believe this. V'hainu shemitzad atzma mesuka ve'areva ha'torah b'lo yishir b'lo yigvul. In other words, when the Jewish people received the Torah, they received it with the special chavivus. But the Torah mitzad atzma, not only mitzad kabbalas ha'torah, that we received the Torah and we received with it this ischachus, something new, something exciting. That's the etzem hus of the Torah. That's the very essence of the Torah. And all the chumrius of this world is hevel. Hevel compared to that. V'lachen, ha'esek ba simcha gedola yad me'ot. It's a grace of simcha that you're able to learn. Ela shenivtzar mibnei adam la'agia la'arevut zo. So not everybody gets there, but that's the brach of the Torah, v'samachta b'chol ha'tov. And then it's a simcha rein ketz. That's what it says in the Gemara Ne'erov in 54b that we quoted from the numerous, we referenced and quoted from in the previous shir. So that's in the Dalai Lama Aleph we spoke about, in the Dalai Lama Beis. It says, be'ava so tishge somit. You'll always go crazy with your habas of Torah. From Rav Elazar ben Pedos, sheyoyoshev b'shuk ha'tachton shel tzipoiri, v'osek b'torah, v'sadino mutal b'shuk ha'elyon shel tzipoiri. He would sit in the lower street, the lower marketplace of Tzipoiri, and steig in learning, and his cloak was in the upper part of the marketplace, the upper marketplace. That's Ba'avatish Gesamit. Rashi. בשביל אהבוס התעס מעצמך שויגה פסי ושויטה. For אהבוס התורה, a man makes himself a משיגנר, a שייטה, להניח עסקיך, to set aside his own business, ולרוץ לדבר הלכה, and to run to matters of הלכה. He's crazy over Torah. המרשה שמקשה לכאורה אין זו מעלה לתורה שיש שויגג ופסי בעסוקוב. That a person's a משיגנר, that's a שבח for Torah. That it makes it that a person becomes crazy over Torah. It's משוגע. תשגה סמיד. אבל ברור שהכוונה לדברי אורח חיים הקדוש. זאת אומרת, it's not that a person's stop going to be a משיגנר. No. ישנה מדרגה שבה אפשר להגיע להרגשת עריבות מתיקות התורה כפי אמיתתה, ומתוך כך לאהבה כזו אליה, עד שלא נחשב מאומת תענוגי וענייני העולם הזה, שאינם כלל בדמיון לתענוג של עריבות התורה. וההנהגה והתשוקה והחשק להיה בהנהגה של שיגעון, אחרי עד כדי ההזנחת כל שאר העניינים, שכאילו אין בהם חפץ ועניין כלל. That's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says. שמשתגן ומסלטים אחרי. You're just not interested. Torah is so good for you, so sweet for you. You know, we speak about this, it's like a fairy tale. It's not a fairy tale. There are people like this walking around. Walking around today, they get such a geschmack from their learning. Such sweetness. They just, there are many, many people walking around. They wish that all they had could do in life is learn. So we all have tirdus. You're supposed to have tirdus. You're supposed to have a wife. You're supposed to have children. You're supposed to have to pay the bills. You're supposed to go to the doctor. You're supposed to go shopping for Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos. You have to go to simchas. A lot of great things to do in life. But some people have this arevus mesikus ha-toyra that they just ba'avas ish gesomit. And you see them, they're always with the Gemara, always with the Sefer, always talking and learning. People like that, they're just yoimam v'layla. They're not doing it because they have to, because it's a mitzvah. Because they're chayiv. Oh, chayiv, I have to do this, I have to be yotze. So they're learning 20 hours a day, I promise you. There's nobody in the world learning 20 hours a day because he's chayiv. If a person doesn't like learning, he can find a million other mitzvahs to keep himself busy. But it's because he is this tremendous tshuka for Torah. Shigaon, so it's not a gnai that he's a pesi, he's a shaita for Torah. It's a shabach because of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Mishtagim u'mislatim achareah. Uvadai shezo ma'ala v'shabach nora shel haTorah, shekol kach hareiva hi b'ta'anugeah, ad kedei bitul kol inyon ha'olam hazeh she'einam klal be'erech eleah. ולכן יש לחשוב את זה בכלל שפחי התורה, this is a שבח for the Torah. And for entfer the kash of the ma'arsha, that it's not a ma'ila, but it's a ma'ila. Because it's not pshat that, oh, I don't care about this world, I'm a battler when it comes to this world. Pshat that I zag gris ha'anoa when I'm oisek in Torah, that nothing else can compare. All the money in the world, you're offering me money? You're offering me these counterfeit pieces of paper? When I can have this ha'anoa tsuma, sometimes, as I'm learning some Torah, and I just think to myself, you know, I know a lot of very, very, very wealthy people, very rich people with a lot of money. And I think, yeah, but they don't know this shtickle. They don't know this Reb Shimon. They don't know this Reb Shmuel. They don't know this year of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and the Shari Chaim. How is all their money considered hanoah compared to that? I was listening to a story about a guy. He's a wealthy guy. He has a chef in his house. He makes him three fancy meals a day, delicious meals a day, like in a hotel, in a fancy restaurant. So, okay, so he's getting a little hanoah from the food. I promise you, it's gotten old on him. He doesn't really enjoy it that much anymore. You know, this fancy food is spoons to eat from time to time. But if he's eating it three times a day, it's... I'm not saying he's not getting any hanoah. He's getting hanoah, but it's, you know... It's old news. So, But the Cheshkes HaTorah, the Tainug of Torah, the Hana of Torah, it's incomparable to any other Hana in this world. And you see how happy people are when they're into learning, when they understand learning, especially when people are Mechadish in learning. Mechadish Svara, Mechadish Akasha, Teretz. A Mahalach. Incredible. It's an incredible Hana. No, and we can get there. All it takes is a lot of dedication. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are mamash. So I get mamash, but v'chatzi aderech. So now od harbe mala speak. So please stay tuned, and Mr. Hashem, in the next shir, in the coming shir, we'll continue this mahalach. Okay, we have to speak about the difference in the two luchas. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.